Okay, we're starting on page 256. And the plan today is to do two Amudim, because we won't have Shia tomorrow because it's Shavuos, and then we'll have Shia on Tuesday as normal. So today we're trying to cover two short Amudim together, Sunday's Amud and Monday's Amud. And on page 256, Simon Shin Tes Zayin Se'if Tes. Page 256, Simon Shin Tes Zayin Se'if Tes. Okay, Pau Oish Shin Hanikra Bargut Belashan Arav. A Pau Oish, which I think is best translation of a flea, that's called a Bargut in Arabic. Basa Latsudoi Elem Kain Hu Albasoi Ba'iksei. You're not allowed to trap it unless it's actually already on your skin and stinging you. Basa Lahargoi, and you're not allowed to kill it. You're also not allowed to grab it and rub it between your fingers because you might kill it. You might just be trying to weaken it, but and so you can discard it, but if you rub it that way, you might kill it. Rather, you can pick it up and just throw it. You can't rub it between your fingers because it might kill it. Okay, we'll pause over there. And deal with the flea before we deal with the next case. So Sifkotan Lamed Hey on page 256. Hanikra Balgut Hainu Hashikhira Hakoifetsit. The jumping black bug. I mean, yeah, fleas can be brown as well, but they are also black and they do jump without question. They don't have wings, but they can jump very far. So I think that's what he's talking about. Lamed Vav, Asal Tzuda, you can't trap them. After who Dava Shein Minit, so even though it's not in the category of something which is usually trapped, and therefore is not a Deraisa, Akoponim Asma Duron, but nevertheless there is an Isdrabonon to trap it. Ukanal Sifkim Azulun earlier. The Itzdrich Lashminin, so the Shulchan Aruch is coming to teach, La Apuke, Midas Ezimit Minapoiskim, De Savri, the Avzoi Hi Bechlar Ma'acholes Shimutal Tzuda Lahoga. To exclude, the reason Shulchan Aruch wrote this way and split it from the next case in Shulchan Aruch is to say it's not like the next case in Shulchan Aruch. The next case in Shulchan Aruch is a Ma'acholes. It's got more than one name, but it's called a Ma'acholes, which is a louse. And the louse, you're allowed to trap and kill, but these fleas, you're not. V'imu Sofik Lai Balayla, Imu Kina, or Pais. Well, what if it's the middle of the night and you don't know whether what you've got there is a kina, which is a louse, or a pawish, which is a flea? Are you allowed to trap it? Mutalot Suda Vasalhaga, you can trap it, but you're not allowed to kill it. Muta Lefaloi Sabagodim, me par oshim bishabas, you're allowed to de-louse, but you're allowed to remove the fleas from your garments on Shabbos. Don't grab them, don't handle them directly. Do Bechlar say that would be considered trapping. All you can do is shake them off. And we said, you're not allowed to trap them unless they're already on your skin and they're already biting you. Lamed Zayin, Elem Kein Hu, Hainum Dimishim Tzara Da Kitsa, Lagaz Rabban, Alisad Seder, because of the pain, the suffering, the pain of the bite, they did not make the Isad Rabbanon of trapping in that case. Umutal Atsude, Ulashlicha, and therefore you're allowed to trap it and discard it. Vizero Shekosov, Oiksoi, and that, just be aware, that which the Shulchan Aruch said oiksoi is actually biting him or stinging him. Maganavom chayin kosav agro the high oiksoi dafkahu. So according to some opinions, it's literally only when it's actually oiket, it's only actually stinging him or biting him. But yesh mekilim gan kushu al chalukah mibifnim litloi biyadu lashlicha penyavo lidei akitza. That some are leaning to say even if it's just on the inside of your garment and it's not yet actually stinging you, but it obviously is about to or likely to, you'd also be allowed to take in discard it. But if you're able to get it off your body, shake it off to the ground without directly handling it, then definitely that you should be machmir in that. So it sounds like he has these two opinions. Does it actually have to be, like the Shulchan Aruch said, sounds like it actually has to be stinging you. But he then brings the Mekilim that says, no, even if it looks like it's about to sting you because on the inside of the garment already, you could also be lenient to take it and throw it out. But of course, don't kill it. You can't kill the flea. Why do we differentiate between killing a flea and killing a louse? which we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch soon. The Chol Melachos de Shabbos b'Mishkan Yafin Lehen. Here's the big Yisoid, because we learn all of the Melachos de Shabbos from the Mishkan, and what do they do in the Mishkan? Well, Yafin Amises Kol Balechayim Nechiyev Meshchites Eilim Adomim Shayim Mishkan B'Shuah Ayoseim. What's the source for the Issa to kill animals or creatures on Shabbos? It's learned from the Shchita, the slaughtering of the red goats that they needed for their skins. So we learn all other killing of creatures is also an Issa, Dereisa, but Lavdafka Alidei Shchita, but it's not only when you actually slaughter it, Doradin Alidei Hakor V'Chanika, even if you beat it, strangled it, or Nechira, Chokhi Agavna, or you throttled it in some way, pulled out its, whatever, okay, we'll get to details. All of these things are prohibited. You can't kill an animal or creature in any way. Ken Shabali Adei Zen and Tirth Shabbat, because ultimately you're killing them, therefore you'll be Chayev. So all creatures or animals, there's an issa to kill them in any form. Vaminan, so now that we say that, so now we're going to have to discover why it does not apply to life. Vaminan, ma elim ha'adamim shepa'am avim, af kol shepa'am avim, says the Gemara, that just like these goats, these red goats, they reproduce in the regular way, so too any other creature or animal that reproduces in the regular way is has an issa to kill. You can't kill it. Afuke kina de ina bar mizach and a keva elabar and azea loy chashiva beria. Whereas a louse, don't ask the scientists nowadays what they said, don't really care, but the Gemara says that a louse does not come into existence through reproduction, so male and female, but rather it spontaneously comes from sweat, and therefore it's not considered a creature that is relevant to the issa of Shechita on Shabbos. So you're allowed to kill a louse. If you can identify it as a true hard-carrying louse, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Aval pa'osh, when it comes to the flea, which is the beginning of the sif here, and we're going to get to the louse at the end of the sif, we haven't read it yet in the Shulchan Aruch, but the flea over here, afa pisha gam hi eina pa'osh, even though it also does not reproduce in the regular way, this louse, flea, mikom mokaim kevin shahava yosa, in our office, it comes from dirt, it doesn't come from sweat, it comes from dirt. Yesh b'chiyus ki ilo nivra mizachan kevin, it has a life force as if it did come from male or female, b'chayav alea b'shem t'yeth yaman, and it would be a deraisa to kill it. B'afili ima parosh oiksoi osla hogin, even if it's actually stinging you, you're not allowed to kill it, because we're not going to wave an issa deraisa to prevent suffering. We might wave an issa derabonon, which we do, but not an issa deraisa. And we said you can grab it, but don't rub it between your fingers because you might kill it. Lamates loyim lelenu lahatish koychan shleyachzu elav. You're rubbing it, so you weaken it; they won't come back. Learn its lesson. V'ayim sefer Eli Rabba, mashikos was there. Look at the Eli Rabba over there. Okay, now we move on. We're on to page Kuf Chof Tes now. I'm going to deal with the second case of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the kina. The has more than one name, but it's also called a macholes. It's a louse. Plural lice. Okay, avalkina, muta lahoga, you're allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos. As we explained, because it doesn't reproduce in the regular way, it comes from sweat. Vahamafale begodov mikinim, one who delouses his garments, lo yahalgein, when you do that, you shouldn't kill them. Ela moilam biyadu azokoi. You should rather just rub them between your fingers and discard them. But if you're actually delousing your head, that's perhaps a different type of louse we're going to discover, and that you're actually allowed to kill. So the ones on your clothing, you're not allowed to kill. All you can do is just rub them between your fingers and throw them out. But the ones that come on your head, your hair, whatever, those are true card-carrying lice that you're allowed to kill. No problem. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem. Mutter, the top of the page. Mutter, b'chol mokem shemoitza ben al basaroi oy al begadov derech mikra. Wherever you happen to come across lice, whether it's on your flesh or whether it's on your garments, mem aleph. We said you're allowed. Say a kinner, you're allowed to kill the halga. Atam pianit kinner kinner. We said already earlier that they don't. They grow from sweat. They spontaneously grow from sweat. They don't grow from reproduction with the male and female. Uramasim shavayosim in a galolim. What about little creatures, creepy crawlies, whatever, that come from galolim, from dung, or from rotten fruits, so curious about him. They're going toilaim shalbosa, right, like you have worms in meat, toilaim shavasecha kidneys, and the worms that come in beans, ha hogom potter, v'asim adrabon. it might not be a deraisa, but it's a drabonon to kill those. Avoa masim shehen poim baravim mizachon akevi. But those creatures, those creepy creatures, creepy coolies that come from male and female reproduction, or they come from dirt, like fleas. Hahogam chayev, that would be malacha deraisa. It's coming from the Rambam. But when we're talking about the issa of killing worms that come, you know, the worms you find in meat and fruits or whatever, we say it's an issa drabonon to kill them. Those are the ones that grow from the fruits after they're already growing the fruits after they're already detached from the tree, whatever. But those, the worms that grow in the fruit when they're still attached to the tree, yesh bahem issa deraisa lahogam, that's actually a deraisa. The mikra sheretz gomor, because those are considered to be a fully fledged creeping thing. Ken kosam agaravon, if you mash a beer, a prima godim, this is based on the what the Magavon said as explained by the prima godim. Ve'alocha biralti da patur mipeos tulushim dafka kushinis havo achashinis apshu. The heta, the issa drabonon of killing worms that grow in fruits, if dafke, if they only grew after the fruit rotted, but if they already started growing before that point, then there'll be an issa deraisa. So basically, the question is, what level of issa is it to kill worms that grow in fruit? Well, it depends. If it grows in the fruit when it's still attached to the tree, that would be a deraisa. If it only grows after it got detached, that would be an issa drabon. That's the general guidelines. So we said now in Mishnah in Shulchan Aruch that a person who delouses his garments from the lice, he should not kill them, he should rub them and just discard them. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Membeis, lo yahal game. Now, we already said that lice is mutter to kill, so why are we saying now you shouldn't kill them? Like, you're delousing your garment of lice, why can't you kill the lice? We just said there's no issue to kill lice. No, but here is a problem. The cave under mitzuyim champaoshim, since it's common to have not just to have lice on your garments, but also to have fleas, gazrin and shema yaroi gamkein paroshim, we're concerned if we let you kill the lice, you might also kill fleas, which would definitely be an issa. I mean, that's why you shouldn't kill anything that you take off your garments. What you could do is throw them into water, even though that might usually be called killing them. That's okay over here. Because the issa to anyway kill the lice that are on your garment is a drabon, again, lest you kill the fleas in your garment. So if there's only an issa drabonon to kill the lice on your garment, they did not make a gezeira of throwing it into water. That's not an active way of killing them. But when it comes to fleas, where there's a chashash of a deraisa when you kill them, you can't even throw them into water, to who can I, because that will almost be considered actively killing them. Of course, it's not actively killing them, as we just saw a few lines ago, but it's close to it, and therefore we don't allow it with the fleas, only with the lice. Okay, lo yikach adam akinim me'oyos shu'alim b'kadema. A person should not take off lice from things like fox skins. The problem is when you remove them, you rip out the fur or the hairs. The have a psikresha, and it's certainly going to happen. You're not allowed to rip out hairs from an animal, even a dead one. Oh, Shaila, how can you, let's say you've got a cooked chicken, and you find like one feather still attached, one like stem of a feather, could you remove that? Is that considered defeathering or not? And basically, when it's cooked, we're not makel, but if you've got it's muksa, but if you've got an animal that's dead, even if it's dead, you're not to put off the hairs. So that's what we're talking about here, because you end up putting off the hairs if you take the lice off. Sifkon mem gimel. Aval hamapale, one who delouses his head, not his garment, you're allowed to kill what you delouse. I mean, the lice that you take off your head, you're allowed to delouse. We're not concerned apparently there about mixing up with fleas, right? The barosh einim matzui paroshim, because it's not common to have fleas on your head. But therefore it's not relevant to talk about a gazeira there, but you might come to kill fleas. The Kosovo Taz, to who Adin and Mafale Albasore, Gam Kain Mutalahoge, even if you're removing lice from your skin as well, you're allowed to kill those. The Sham Gam Kain in a Motse Shihapis Akaparoshim, because there as well you don't go looking for fleas on your actual skin. So the problematic case That the only problematic case out of all these three you mentioned is when you is to delouse your clothing. If it's your clothing, we're worried that you might end up taking a flea and killing it. So you can't kill anything you take off your clothing, even a louse, where there's no real problem. So again, the bottom line is, well, it goes like this: a louse is totally mutter to kill on Shabbos. A flea is totally also to kill on Shabbos. But certain situations where you're delousing, you might end up killing. Or end up also going ahead and killing fleas, so we prohibit it. Which case? The case of delousing your clothing. But if it's on your head, no problem. If it's on your skin under your clothing, or whether on your skin next to your clothing, there's also no problem, because there's not fleas all over there. And the only problem is actually delousing your clothing. We say don't kill the lice that you delouse from your clothing, lest you kill fleas that are on your clothing. That's the bottom line. Okay, Adkan.